Instant inspiration. Life is our reflection. Life is our reflection. That's an interesting comment. The appearance of things change according to the emotions that we have. Therefore, we see magic and beauty in these emotions, while the magic and beauty are really in ourselves. Life is our reflection. How many reflections have you had today? How many reflections have you looked at today and seen what was going on in your world and marveled at the idea that there were so many wonderful things happening in your world? We all have hundreds and thousands of them every day. Hundreds and thousands of them? Boy, you sure are playing the game the little kids play. There's a million kids chasing me, Dad. There's a million kids chasing me. No, the kid is right. The kid is talking about people that we can't see. And they're not chasing him, they're playing with him and being around him. Well, there are hundreds of thousands of reflections that we have every day, and we're not really attuned to them or aware of them. But if we were, we would admit that we have hundreds of thousands of reflections every day. Let's take just 1 second of our life. All right, now, everybody, here we are sitting at the dining room table. We just finished dinner, and the candle glows yet on the table here in front of us. The wick of the candle is sort of bent over a little bit, and it's burning just fine. The candle should be trimmed of all the excess wax around it, but that hasn't been done for many days. On the Lazy Susan, on which the candle is centered, is a glass of toothpicks. And in the glass of toothpicks are some 70 toothpicks. Then there is a salt shaker. And in the salt shaker are approximately 300,000 grains of salt. Next to it is the pepper shaker, and it has about 400,000 grains of pepper. And then there is the butter bowl with the butter spatula in it, sitting very unceremoniously there, but nonetheless there. And the butter is sort of chunked here and there. Some is up the side of the bowl, and you can see where somebody has taken their finger and rubbed around inside of there very unceremoniously and certainly unhygienically. And then we have a little pitcher, and it once held milk. Now it's empty. Now we have just looked at how many items, how many reflections have we observed here now? We have observed all of these grains of salt and its shaker. We have observed the pepper and its shaker. We've observed the candle and the excess wax around it, the burning glow of the candle and its many, many reflections it gives, sitting in a special little glass container on a Lazy Susan here. We looked at the glass of straws here, shot glass full of straws, some 70 straws, an empty pitcher that had once held milk, and a container that has some butter in it with somebody's finger marks all around the upper edge of it. Now, that's just there. Now, let's just write this down. We have 40,000 grains of pepper, 30,000 grains of salt. We have the a candle, and we have the flame, and we have the wick, and we have the trimming that should have been done, and we have the glass container that holds it. We have the butter dish, the butter, the knife, the finger marks in the butter. We have the milk urn and no milk. All right, now, and we have the Lazy Susan. Oh, yes, the toothpicks. We have the toothpick holder, the shot glass, and we have the 70 toothpicks in it. All right, now, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now we got 70,000 before we even get going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So we add 13 here, and then we add 70 for the for the toothpicks. So it's 3, 8, 70,000, 83, items just on the, did we include the Lazy Susan? Yeah, just on the Lazy Susan alone. Now I tell you, we have thousands and thousands of these experiences, hundreds of thousands, and you doubt me. You doubt me because your rational mind says, for goodness sakes, I don't even have that many experiences going through my mind in a day. But Sylvia was showing off today and telling us that she was combing her hair. And she didn't comb her hair. She didn't bother to mention that she has about 20,000 strands of hair on her head. She didn't even mention that. She didn't even think of that. And she has eyebrows, and she has maybe about 100 eyebrows on each of her eyebrows. And she has eyelashes, and they number a number. And then she has eyes, two eyes. Imagine that. And then she has a nose and a mouth and other things. And she looks at her body, and she sees all these body parts and all the veins, and she sees her tan and her not tan, and she sees the stomach and the liver. And, well, you don't really see that, but you know you got it. Well, my goodness, here you come up with more hundreds of thousands of items, you know. And then you're sitting on a chair, and the chair has a blanket on it, and the chair has rollers underneath it. It could be used as an office chair or a chair here at the table. Now, we got Ingeborg, and all of the things she is, and Ellen, all the things she is, Herb, all the things I am. The tape player here, the computer, and then the walls around here, and the fan, the ceiling, and the speckles of paint. And when Ingeborg came in the house, she took off her shoes. But as she walked in the house, she didn't take off her clothes and shake them outside. She just wore them right in here, and the dust fell right off her clothes all over the floor. So she put at least maybe 3 million specks of dust on the floor. 3 million specks of dust. Shame on you, Ingeborg. Now, we all did that, more or less, as we came in. Now, we have plants here. Can you see when I say life is our reflection and that we have hundreds of thousands of reflections going on every day? You're not conscious of it. I'm not conscious of it, but they're there. And we really are conscious of it because our conscious mind could report that to us. You walk down the street and you see many people. And they just flash in and out of your consciousness without too much attention. Now, if you were to call upon your conscious mind, subconscious mind, if you will, and say, okay, let's play that back. I'd like to see and review the people that I walked by in the last 10 minutes. And so you play that back in your mind because it's still there. It's still there. And so you have a reflection in your consciousness of all the people that you had walked by in just the last 10 minutes, and perhaps more, much more. You can tell me all about the people at the beach and the type of bathing suits they wore. You can tell me all about the seagulls that were soaring up above and how two or three were outstanding and the rest were doing quite normal things. You can tell me about the number of cars that are going down the road. There was only two cars that went down the road. Well, that's not true. There were two that we noticed, and there were hundreds of other cars that went by that we didn't notice. They were behind the houses. They were on other streets. They're going down the road. Now, that particular road, perhaps only a few went down, but even then we didn't notice all of it. Life is our reflection. The appearance of things change according to the emotions we have, and therefore we see magic and beauty in these emotions, while the magic and beauty are really in ourselves. We look at the butter bowl here and we say, it's a butter bowl. Yellow butter in it, knife, so forth. But what does a cook see? A cook sees, there's just enough butter to make some cookies. A mother says, there's just enough butter to butter the bread for all five of my children, if I go a little light. And the store says, they're using it up good. That's fine, we can sell them some more. All from different points of view, all reflections that people have on life. It's important for us to be aware of this little idea. And the reason that we should be aware of it is that We are reflecting upon a lot of things that we don't know we're reflecting upon. We're reflecting upon positive and negative things that are beneficial and non-beneficial to us, and we want to be aware of what we're reflecting upon and keep it in a positive vein. Now, every time I say something to you to get your dander up and you defend yourself, you're not doing a positive thing. If you just accept it and say, that's good, I'll think about that or I'll take care of that. But when you defend, I did that and you didn't see it and someone must have taken it away from where I did it, so you didn't see it, you know. And don't defend it. Don't defend it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Do you know that you've done whatever you've done? Fine. Do you say, yeah, I did that. That's fine. And then it's not there to be seen that you did it. And I say, well, I don't see it there. You couldn't have done it because it's not there. And you say, well, I know I did it, and that's all that matters to me. Yeah. I left it there. What happened to it after I left it there? That I cannot say. And if it's not there any longer, then it's not there any longer. Or maybe it fell down behind the steps. Maybe someone came along and picked it up. Maybe, you know. Maybe I just thought I put it there so strongly that I am convinced that I put it there when I really didn't. Look in your purse and see if that pencil is there that you said you put down on the desk. It's not in my purse. I know it's not in my purse. I know. And when you fight so hard, usually it's your own conscious mind saying, I'm right in my observation, and I don't want to be proven wrong. And then you open your purse. Sure enough, there's the pencil, sitting there pretty as you please. Not that you were trying to be dishonest or lie. It's just that you did not believe the reflections that were going on in your world. You were not in charge of them. And if we're not in charge, things happen to us. If we're not in charge of the reflections that go in our life, then we are not irresponsible, but we are not getting the great benefit that we can from life. Life is our reflection. What is it that you want to have life be your reflection as? Do you want your life to be a reflection of beauty, goodness, harmony, peace, abundance, happiness, health? Then think of beauty, peace, harmony, happiness, health. Think of it in all these areas. Think of it. Whatsoever good you may find in whatsoever things, think about them. Think about them. Think about them. Think about them. Don't go to the movie and watch a horror show and then wonder why your mind is thinking about horror shows. Don't go out and go to the bar and look for a friend and then come home with a friend who's a drunkard and say, I wonder why that happened. Well, it's where you go looking. If you go to church, you might find a nice person. That doesn't mean you will. But I would suggest, if any of you want to find nice people, you go inside yourself and you find out who lives there. And then you'll find that you have surrounded yourself with people who are just like your pure white light of love. Beautiful, dynamic, forceful, powerful people, sensitive, caring people, loving people, unconditionally loving people, beautiful beings, because that's what you're finding inside of yourself. Because your life outwardly is a reflection of what you are within. So now that we know we have thousands upon thousands of reflections every day, let's begin to take charge of a few of them, a few of the dominant reflections, and make them our life story. And then watch the miracles happen that you and I have chosen to happen for ourselves. Life is our reflection. And a mighty nice reflection it is at that.